we had offers at different points in time of, you know, lumber companies wanted to come in and, you know, take the lumber. But we didn't really want to entertain that at the time. We don't mind, you know, people going in and taking trees here and there and a Christmas tree here and there or whatever, you know. Or
Kim Meyer-Dirks lives in Bangor, Maine. She's retired after a career working as a project coordinator for NBC Universal in Hollywood. She has warm memories of Calhoun, New Brunswick, where she spent time caring for older members of her family. The land in Calhoun previously belonged to her aunt, a woman named June Burmeister, who died in 2014 at age 91. Kim is also an amateur genealogist and says the acreage goes back several generations in her family.
My mother said she had a French grandmother in Canada. Uh-huh. And that's all I ever knew. And from Memram Cook. Uh-huh. I remember growing up hearing Memram Cook, but I knew nothing else. Uh-huh. Nothing uh-huh. else. And by being up there, yeah. caring for them, that was an amazing study in history and learning.
After June died, Kim and her family maintained the property for a few years, traveling to New Brunswick from the United States for a couple of weeks at a time to fix up the house. In 2019, they sold the property to Alain Bélanger, a man from Grand Falls, after another deal fell through. They didn't know that he was the co-owner of Northern Construction and Suppliers. He didn't mention anything at the time about plans for a quarry, according to Kim.
A gentleman knocked on the door. And he said I was, you know, basically just, he was along the road, saw the for sale sign, wondered if the property was still for sale. And, well, we were just thrilled. It seemed like very, you know, he seemed as a very nice man. I have nothing, you know, against the man. He didn't talk a whole lot. He had mentioned something about his family. He was looking around or whatever. Were we naive? Probably. You know, probably a bit. We were so hopeful and so positive that it never occurred to us. And we immediately told our neighbor, someone came by and looked, just seems like a really nice man. He's got a family. And, you know, we think, and we told like at least two or three neighbors about it. And the next morning we got a call from our realtor and said he made an offer and we accepted it.
Alain Bélanger, the buyer, transferred the property to his company, Northern Construction and Suppliers Limited, a few months later, and the company applied for a rezoning to allow for a rock quarry. That application was successful despite a petition from area residents opposing the project and a report from the Southeast Regional Services Commission that recommended against the rezoning. But it's unclear what kinds of protections will be in place for the community of Calhoun and the surrounding environment. Last year, Vinci Construction, a French multinational, announced that it had signed an agreement to acquire the construction companies of the family-run Northern Group of companies. But the land in Calhoun wasn't part of that deal, according to Benoit Pouliot, who works for Eurovia, a subsidiary of Vinci.
We would have no problem at all explaining where we're at and what we're thinking about this site. It's just that we don't have anything we don't have any thoughts about that site because it's not ours.
Property records indicate the land is currently owned by a company called B2 Investments, located in Grand Falls. The directors of that company are Danielle and Alain Bélanger, according to corporate records from Service New Brunswick. Northern Construction didn't respond to multiple requests for an interview with Alain Bélanger. CHMA also reached out to his brother and business partner, Daniel Bélanger, who declined to comment.
No, she put comments.
Back in Maine, Kim Meyer-Dirks says her family was shocked to hear that a rock quarry is planned for land in New Brunswick that's so close to their hearts. She wants residents to know that wasn't her family's intention.
We didn't sell to a corporation knowingly. We did not. We were just not aware of that. Sometimes they say that's the way it goes, but for the people on that road, if they can do anything to mitigate this would be a good thing.
Yeah.
A good thing. Don't destroy this. Don't destroy this community.
She added that she hopes the company behind the proposed quarry finds another place to do business.